If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
It'll be a little warmer today, but lots of sun, less wind, low humidity. It all adds up to a stunningly beautiful day with temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 80s. A little bit of a sea breeze will drop temperatures a few degrees at the beaches this afternoon, but really a delightful day. Heats up, though, for your holiday weekend. We'll be into the low to mid 90s tomorrow. The humidity still won't be too bad, so we'll start out in the morning near 60 degrees. Really a gorgeous start to the day. Gets a little toasty in the afternoon. But Sunday into Memorial Day, the humidity will build along with the heat. So we're looking at temperatures soaring into the mid 90s. And feel like temperatures that'll be closing in on 100 degrees by Monday. So with a little more humidity by Monday afternoon, we'll likely see an isolated inland afternoon thunderstorm with the sea breeze, but would be very hit and miss. Coverage looks to be less than 20% of the area. So mainly dry all the way through the holiday weekend and an all go for outdoor activities. But boy, be careful with that sun. Sunburn times will be down your 10 minutes or so. So sunscreen frequently and often and reapply. So for this weekend then at the beaches, looking at water temperatures that are around 80 degrees already. Winds will be generally out of a westerly direction, about 5 to 15 miles per hour, a tendency to become onshore or out of the east in the afternoon with the sea breeze dropping temperatures several degrees, but some really good beach weather. Looking at seas only of about 2 to 3 feet, the rip current risk will be low, but as always, you should swim and surf near a lifeguard and always have a buddy with you. Jazz Fest this weekend, well, it'll be hot, a good deal of sun. Temperatures in the morning will quickly warm through the 70s and 80s, topping out in the 90s downtown in the afternoon. So lots of water for Jazz Fest, but it looks just fine otherwise. A good deal of sun. Jumbo Shrimp will be playing baseball this weekend, too, at home. And you're looking at temperatures that'll be pretty warm for those games, but at least the evening games will be more comfortable. Skies will be clear during the night and during the day. Look for sunny skies and dry conditions to continue. Meanwhile, NOAA issued their hurricane seasonal forecast on Thursday, and it's forecasting near to a little bit above average season. Forecast number of storms is 11 to 17, 5 to 9 of those becoming hurricanes, and 2 to 4 of those possibly being major hurricanes, which would be a category 3, 4, or 5. Of course, no idea as to where these storms might go, but it is an indication of a somewhat more active hurricane season than average, and somewhere near or maybe just a bit below what we had last year. You're looking at an El Nino situation over the equatorial Pacific. Indications are right now that El Nino will kind of sputter along this summer. It may be a slight El Nino, but probably not enough to have a dramatic impact on the hurricane season and the number of storms. So it appears to be a fairly active hurricane season. Again, we can have active seasons and not have any hits on the U.S. and consider it to be an easy season. So it's just kind of an idea as to the pattern that might be unfolding as we go through the next 4 or 5 months with hurricane season beginning next week on Thursday, June 1st. And we'll be having a roundtable discussion, a live roundtable discussion on the beginning of the hurricane season and what to do and what we're expecting and so on from 9 to 10 a.m. at News 104.5 WOKV. Just go to WOKV.com to sign up and come on down there and we'll have you there to bounce off of you. It'll be a live audience. It should be very interesting. We also are watching, by the way, when we're talking about the hurricane season, a potentially fairly semi-permanent area of high pressure not too far from Cuba and the northeastern Caribbean. If that holds true, systems will have a tendency to get turned west and northwest up into the Gulf later this season when they develop. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on as well. So once again, the NOAA hurricane seasonal forecast is for a somewhat above average season, 11 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 of those hurricanes, and 2 to 4 would be major, a category 3, 4, or 5 storm. But it's always good to be prepared with the beginning of the hurricane season just around the corner. We stress preparation all the time. Failure to prepare prepares you for failure. So do it now and over the next few weeks, and then you'll be prepared for any kind of possible stormy weather. It doesn't have to be just hurricanes. More on that at actionnewsjax.com. Go to our First Alert Hurricane Center, of course, on WOKV.com as well. With all your weather all the time, have a fun and most safe holiday weekend. A salute to all of our veterans, past and present. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.